got your Carter family, and you got your Jimmy Rogers, and you got your Uncle Dave Macon, and you know, the kind of founders and forefathers and mothers of country music and bluegrass music. But somehow, Poole is not recognized and known.
Loudon Wainwright III's built a career with his own songs and brand of humor, but he has a simple motive for his new album, You Should Know Charlie Poole. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Russ Boris. There's a lot of territory between a 1920s country artist and a 21st century songwriter, but Loudon Wainwright's found the thread and strengthened it with a new album called High, Wide, and Handsome, The Charlie Poole Project. Whether or not it's your introduction to Poole, his songs fit right in with Loudon's well-known sound. So much so that 9 of the 30 songs on the album are actually Wainwright's, inspired by Poole's short life and work. There's a bit of history to cover, or uncover, on the relatively obscure banjo player, and Loudon was more than happy to fill in host John Platt and an audience of FUV members during a recent show.
Charlie Poole, briefly, for those of you who don't know who Charlie Poole was, I bet there are plenty of you who don't. He was an amazing banjo player and singer and interpreter of the popular songs of his day. He lived from about 1892 to 1931. He had a huge hit record in about 1925 called The Deal, which we're gonna play for you now. But I got hip to Charlie Poole during the folk boom in the early 60s when I would go up to the Newport Folk Festival and see the New Lost City Ramblers and the Holy Modal Rounders, and they were doing Poole material. Poole himself was not a writer. He was an amazing singer, and Don't Let the Deal Go Down. He sold, in 1925, sold 102,000 copies, which was massive. And they got paid $75 between the three of them. I've been all around this whole wide world, down to Memphis, Tennessee. Any old place I hang my hat, that looks like home. Don't you go. Don't let your deal go down. Don't let your deal go down. Don't let your deal go down. Till your last gold dollar is gone.
Hey. So, Mountain, for you personally, did you find you identified with certain things about Charlie?
Yeah. I mean, I grew up in Westchester County, up there in, you know, northern Westchester, but. But my mother was from South Georgia, and so there's a funky southern rural thing that I think that kind of grabs me.
And didn't she actually call you high, wide, and handsome? Or?
She called me other things, too. But that was an expression that she used. Yeah. That's when I heard it. It's a southern expression. And actually, I wrote the title track with Charlie Poole in mind and that expression. Have high, wide, and handsome carved on my headstone with the date I was born, plus the date that I died. Then take one from the other. All that's left is a number. Just remember I laughed twice as hard as I cried. High, wide, and handsome, that's how I like living. High, wide, and handsome, that's how life should be. Low, skinny, and ugly, that's for other people. High, wide, and handsome suits me to a T.
That's Loudon Wainwright with High, Wide, and Handsome, recorded at an FUV live show at City Winery in New York City. Thanks to producer Sarah Wardrop, and to hear the complete performance, head to WFUV.org.